Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we always knew has now come to the light. The things that we have talked about in the past, it's now here. And I'm going to share some of those things with you. And some of this stuff, friends, is so treasonous. I don't know how anybody can be sitting down during these times, how they're not out in the streets protesting, to say the least, concerning the treason that's being committed on the American people by this said administration again and again and again. I mean, under Barack Obama, friends, I shared with the people that the guy literally gave the American people the finger over 1,163 different times. Do you know that that's how many times he has desecrated the memories of our fallen? I mean, what our fallen fought against in third world countries, Barack Hussein Obama was doing 1,163 times. Arming our enemies. Sound familiar? Right? Entertaining our sworn enemies within the people's White House. You know, I mean, this guy gets into office mysteriously after 142 days as a senator. He was a plant, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, friends. But mysteriously there for 142 days, and then he becomes the president of the United States of America. When are the American people going to figure this all out, do you suppose, that this is conspiratorial, Jeremiah 11:9? You think they'll ever catch up to it? I hope they catch up to it before the fact, because prevention is better than cure. I'd rather have it stopped now before we have trials like they had back in May of 1945 concerning the Nuremberg trials, because, folks, we're on that precipice right now. Rest assured, we're on that precipice right now. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Before we get to that, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, folks, if you're on social media platforms, I do want to show you this. If not, I'll narrate. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're on the right side of the page. Okay? Morning show, Tim Brown. Afternoon show, Bradley Dean. Me, moi, myself, and I. When you go to the top of that page, you will see Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Subscribe to that page. That's a live feed. That's a live feed. You can also go over to Bradley's schedule. We just posted this morning, as promised. More dates to come, and we will keep you abreast as to what's going on. So I don't need phone calls and emails and requests on social media platforms asking where we're going to be, when we're going to be there, so on and so forth. Just go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and when you go over there, find Bradley's schedule, and everything will fall into place. We've already told you. Kind of a deal. Cool? You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Again, beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of the page. You will find our social media platforms there. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want to show you really quick This is just, again, unprecedented. You know, the Bible's clear when it tells us in Luke 12:4 that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Even those things that are spoken in the dark, the Bible says that they will come to the light. This is one of those cases. Can you explain it? No. Is it been validated? Yes. But this is a corporate meeting during an ABC broadcast. And what appears or slips its way into this live feed is, well, folks, again, how do I explain this? Folks, it was a satanic meeting right in the middle of the broadcast. Are you guys ready for this? Again, this is one of those things that you just cannot make up. Check this out.
In part due to the stabbing of a police dog during an arrest in Brisbane last year.
Watch carefully. Listen carefully. The feed went blank, and then this pops up. Hail Satan.
Recent outages have shown
in a building.
Just one
he was caught saying, Hail Satan, during a live ABC live feed. A live feed, friends, a corporate meeting. And again, ABC slips into their satanic corporate meeting during a live feed. I want you to watch this again. Listen carefully again.
The state government announced that
there's a bunch of guys walking out of a building with masks on.
In part due to the stabbing of a police dog during an arrest in Brisbane last year.
And then this appears just out of nowhere. There's silence, which is bizarre for a live feed like this. But then all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, this is what appears. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Look at this. I just froze it. This is incredible. This is during an ABC live feed. This should come as no surprise. I remember just not too long ago, as a matter of fact, friends, we had some actors come out of Hollywood saying that they were guests on that comedy called Friends. And he said it was the bizarrest thing this actor did. He said during the commercial breaks, he said the whole cast and crew would gather in a circle and begin to praise Satan. They would say, Hail Satan, Hail Satan. If people think that this is fictitious as to what's taking place, you've got another thing coming. And I'm showing you the facts of the matter. And this is continuously appearing and sticking its head out over and over and over again. Now, keep in mind, they wanted to dummy down everybody into believing that it's just fake, it's not real. Well, that's why they use the movies to do that, because they want to desensitize you until you become to the realization that it is, in fact, true. Well, there's no question about it that it's true. Again, I just got done showing you, friends. If you just joined us on social media platforms, friends, go ahead and look at the live feed on ABC where they slipped their satanic corporate meeting into that live feed. Was it purposed? I have no idea. Was this the Lord bringing it to the light that we might understand as to what's going on behind closed doors, behind corporate media? Folks, there's no question about it that this stuff is going on. Why do people think that this is so far out of mind and so far out of sight? Because these people lie, these people steal, and what else do? They kill. Well, where are they learning all this from? Well, the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree now, does it? John 10:10. Satan himself. So this should come as no surprise that this just slipped in concerning this satanic meeting that ABC placed in between one of their live feeds. Again, ABC did this. We'll be right back. Got more to show you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out. That will show you who we are, what it is that we've done over the last 23 years, and what it is that we're doing. Go to Sons of Liberty Media, check out Bradley's schedule right up on the top of the page there, and see if we're going to be in your neighborhood. There's more to come. We'll keep you abreast as to how they unfold and they transpire concerning the dates. We've got Michigan coming up, I know that. We've got California coming up, I know that. We've got Rapid City, South Dakota coming up, I know that. And that needs to still be added, but we're waiting for the confirmations in the process of doing that. We will throw it up on the site. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get you caught up on something that I tapped into just a little bit yesterday, and I want to highlight it again because I've got some information for you folks, especially all of you Trumpers and you Trumpites, that's probably going to take you back just a little bit. Just did an article this morning called that's the father of the vaccine, Donald Trump, gets booed for telling his followers to get vaccinated. I just want to show this to people because people say that's not what he said. Well, friends, it's exactly what he said. And again, I want you to see for yourself that he said it. Here's independent outlets, independent television. Trump calls himself father of the vaccine and claims he deserves credit for coronavirus shots. Okay, this is what he said. Well, it's exactly right. Okay, he's unabashed. He's unashamed. And what is he doing? Well, he keeps going on with his bad self. And what am I talking about? Well, when I go over to the article that I wrote this morning, interestingly enough, what I didn't show you is some of the footage yesterday that I had showed in part. I'm going to pull it up for you really quick. This is a lady. I'm going to show this to you really quick. It's less than a minute long. I want you to hear it. She just got her daughter vaccinated. 5 hours later, her daughter's dead. She did this in Las Vegas. Again, I want you to see for yourself as to what they have to say concerning the issue and the severity of these said experimental vaccinations. Check this out.
This is for all you clowns out there that are saying you guys got to take the shot. Don't take it. I tell you what, as a grieving mother, I'm going to tell you why my daughter took that shot yesterday in Las Vegas and she's dead.
She took the shot yesterday in Las Vegas and she's dead.
She's dead. They couldn't even revive her. I'm begging you people, don't take it. They're killing us.
They're killing us.
They're killing you and they're killing me. They killed her 5 hours from that Pfizer shot and she's dead.
5 hours from the Pfizer shot, and she's dead.
Your child is dead.
And she's crying her heart out because of the loss of her daughter. This is the video that I didn't get a chance to show you. And this is one of those guys that is a recipient of one of these said Pfizer shots. And again, I want you to check this out, friends, because this is the stuff that they mean to hide from the people. Okay. His name is Danny Hubbard. He took the shot. He took a second shot, and he is literally a complete zombie. He can't sit still. His body is gyrating uncontrollably. And again, this is one of those videos that they don't want anybody to see, and that's why we're showing it to you again. And wait until you see the picture come up of him before he took the shot. A very good-looking, all-American grandpa, dad, husband to what you're witnessing right now. This is the kind of stuff that they're hiding from the people. There he is right there. He looks like an all-American father. No question about it. And again, why are they hiding this information from us, friends? Because this is, in fact, a genocide. There's no question about what's going on here. And what's happening is the camera's panning back and forth over this man's face. He can't comprehend. His mind is gone. He can't even focus in on a finger that's being put in front of his face. Man suffers severe neurological damage from COVID-19 shot, as they call it. And just for the record, one more time, friends, I could play videos like this all day long. And this is what they're hiding from the American people. Okay? And the government wants to make sure that you understand that there's nothing you can do about it. And I'm here to tell you, friends, there's everything in the world that you can do about it. These are, once again, crimes against humanity. I want to go down here really quick at the bottom of this article. The article, again, is called The Father of the Vaccine, Donald Trump. He gets booed for telling his followers to get a vaccination. I want to play this, and then I want to go over to Robert Kennedy really quick, okay?
3 days, less than 9 months.
Listen to this arrogance.
And it's great. And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. Free, you got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But... you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedom.
They're rising up on them.
But I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know. Okay.
Isn't that cute, friends? If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know. Isn't that cute? He calls himself the father of the vaccination. You want me to take it one more step? Because I will. This is from State of the Nation. It's a brand new video. I will play it in part. Someone's going to tee this up for you really quick. But again, I want you to hear as to what Donald Trump said concerning all these vaccine passports and the stuff.
I was finally asked about the vaccine passports and having to show your vaccine papers to eat at a restaurant, and his answer speaks for itself.
I want to get your take on needing proof to go into restaurants, needing proof of the vaccine to go into certain stores. Your thoughts on where we are with these new mask mandates coming back, and now the FDA has approved a coronavirus booster shot. The administration is getting set to recommend a third shot for the fully vaccinated. Sir, would you get a booster shot?
Let me tell you, I'm very proud of the vaccines. The vaccines weren't supposed to happen for 3 to 5 years. I brought the FDA in. Nobody has talked to the FDA like I did. They don't like me very much. We have a vaccine, and it's saving millions of lives throughout the world. I think we have a Spanish flu situation.
Saving millions of lives. Now, just hang on a second. I want to put that up against the facts because we're listening to another politician who's another part of this global agenda. And I want you to see for yourselves the truth of the matter. And I'll get to some more of this information later on. But what we have, and I showed this to most people watching yesterday, that Health Impact News just reported after 1,517,211 injuries and 9,027 recorded vaccine deaths, as they call them again, in the U.S., FDA gives full approval to Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. I just want to set the record straight. The FDA did not give them full approval. Just so you know, this is semantics. This is a wordplay. This is, again, coming from those cunning devils that are continuously rolling out this criminal conspiracy on the people, not just in America, but on a global basis. Okay? So let's do this. Let's go back to Donald and see what else he has to say.
1917. I really do. I believe that. And we're, you know, maybe 100 million people, 50 million, 100 million people like that. So I'm very proud of the vaccine. I've taken the vaccine. I'm very, very proud of it. At the same time,
he's proud of the
vaccine.
Some
people don't want to take it. And, you know, when I was president, you didn't have this problem with people not wanting to take it. They don't take it because they don't trust Biden and they don't trust the Biden administration. When I was president, you didn't have people protesting the vaccine. If you just think back, everybody wanted to get it, and we were giving out over a million shots a day. We had that thing rocking.
Everything about what he's saying is a lie.
And he's doing a lousy job with coronavirus. Coronavirus is back. If that ever happened to me where it came back, okay, when I left, it was virtually gone. It was over. It was a pass. Now it's coming back through the Delta, and I don't know if you even want to call it that. All you call it is the China virus is back. I'm the one that did well. I'm the one that got all the equipment. I'm the one that got the vaccine. I'm the one that did well.
Yes, he is. He's the one that initiated all of this. Might I bring you over to the fact that Judicial Watch, Mr. Tom Fitton's organization in D.C., just reported Judicial Watch new Fauci agency COVID emails detail discussions about Wuhan Institute, describes Gates Foundation placement of Chinese representatives on important international councils. Okay, so this is a conspiracy, and the more we talk about it, friends, the more we can prove the point that that's exactly what, in fact, this is and what it's all about and what it's always been about. Now, this is what's going to take most people back, okay? You ready for this? This is actually...
Were you going to have a space?
I'm going to go over to that of Robert Kennedy, forgive me. I just got kind of caught in that one, forgive me again. And what you need to take heed to right here, friends, is the fact that Robert Kennedy is going to share with you that Donald Trump, in essence, was paid off $1 million from Pfizer to basically kickstart this whole pandemic. Okay? So I'm going to let this play out. When we get back on the other side, again, if you're listening in 153 cities, you're going to hear it. If you're on social media platforms, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, on the right side of the page, I'll play the video. On beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, just so you can understand the truth of the matter when it comes to what's happening here. So Donald didn't deny everything. He's owning everything. I want to show you more in just a moment.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with private sector leaders to discuss modernizing U.S. infrastructure to handle cybersecurity threats. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying roughly 500,000 cybersecurity jobs around the United States remain unfilled. The withdrawal of American citizens and vulnerable Afghans from Afghanistan is continuing. This comes as the White House says it's still on track to meet President Biden's August 31st deadline to pull out the remaining American forces from the country. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the Biden administration's handling of the Afghanistan evacuations.
What is happening is just a dismantling of what we have had with our partners and allies to defend against this war on terror.
USA Radio News. Arguments in a trial over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' ban on mask mandates are ending. Jennifer Gillen, the parent of two children with special needs, says she's seen the stress wearing a mask puts on her kids.
I have to make the health care decisions for my children. That is my American right. Whenever given a chance, I stand for the flag, put my hand on my heart, because we have American men and women who have fought and died for our freedom.
DeSantis believing schools or school districts should not be putting in mask mandates. Rather, that choice should be left up to the parent to decide for their child. Former President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy will be reinstated after the Supreme Court refused a request from the Biden administration to block a lower court's ruling requiring that the policy be put back in place. The Supreme Court deciding that the Biden administration's appeal was unlikely to succeed on the merits of its claim. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. All you wise guys out there, especially you QAnoners, go ahead and give us a call and educate all of us, please. You got 153 cities listening. We're the number one and the number two show on Genesis Communication Networks. We're broadcasting into 53 countries. Go ahead and just pull the rug on everything I've been sharing, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I've got people on social media platforms right now trying to justify Donald Trump. Donald Trump calls himself the father of the vaccine. He's the one that initiated every step of the way. You heard him tell you this. And he said, you know what, when I was the president and I would have did this, I was getting 1 million people a day getting vaccinated. Well, the fact of the matter is that's not true. And the fact of the matter is they're not good for you. They do just the exact opposite as how they're being sold to you. Every step of the way, this is conspiratorial. It was all pre-planned. We took you back from 2003 all the way to the present to show you how they were pre-planning it, how they were forecasting this, from Bill Gates to Fauci to Celeste Salom, and the list goes on and the list goes on. And then here comes Donald Trump, opens the curtains to all of these criminals and clowns in the circus of politics. And what did they do? They unleashed the biggest criminal conspiracy on the American people since our very inception. That's all Donald Trump, and he owns all of it, friends. Okay, you heard him say this. I want to go over to Robert Kennedy. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say concerning Donald Trump taking $1 million from Pfizer. Of course, this has been going on for a long time. And for those that didn't know, this was one of the reasons, another one of the reasons that John F. Kennedy was actually assassinated, because he stopped the pharmaceuticals from flooding the American people. When George H.W. Bush got into office, he undid JFK, everything that he did to prevent it. He opened the floodgates to the pharmaceuticals. And I'm telling you, friends, from A to Z, it's conspiratorial. It's fictitious. But they've convinced the American people that they need the pharmaceutical, and that's what they want. They want to create dependency. Okay? Let's get over to Robert Kennedy real quick and join this conversation that he is having. Let's see what he has to say about Donald Trump.
All his milestones, and I took him in at 16 months, and he was speaking, he was toilet trained, he had social interactions, and I took him in, and he had a shot. Or a series of shots, usually.
Yeah.
Could be up to nine.
Yeah, and now he's living in a freaking tent at the circus
right
in the afternoon.
And they get it at night, they spike a fever, 103. They have, I mean, the stories were eerily all identical. They had a seizure, and over the next 3 months, they lose all of their capacity for social interactions, for eye contact. They begin
taking vaccinations.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that's
what he's talking about.
So you go into that office.
So I go in there, and he tells me these stories, and he says he wants to do something about it.
And does it seem serious when he's saying that? Like,
yeah.
Okay, so what's happening here, friends, really quick, is during this, because I watched the whole thing, and I'm doing my best to tee this up, but he just kind of got off on one of those little rabbit trails, and he was talking about the side effects of the vaccinations. And so the whole thing was teed up to the point where this interviewer asked Robert Kennedy, so you were called into the People's White House. Donald Trump wanted you to be a part of this cabinet. Of course he did, because he understood that RFK was actually going out there and suing people for the damage done concerning the adverse side effects of these experimental jabs. Okay, he was trying to get him on his same team. He was trying to keep his enemies close within his cabinet so he was never exposed for what he unleashed on we, the people in this country. But what's interesting is he was called up into the Trump Tower, and this is where the conversation begins, and then Robert Kennedy takes over from there. Let's see what he has to say.
Well, he was dead serious.
Okay.
And he asked, whether I would run a vaccine safety commission. Then he asked what I would do. And I said, listen, I don't think you have to do a big political lift. All I think you need to do is open up the databases and allow independent scientists in there to actually look at the science, because the HMOs have all the vaccine data down to batch for every child in America. And they also have the medical records. So all you have to do, in fact, you can do now, is AI can do machine counting, and you can do cluster analysis. And you can figure out very, very quickly whether all of these epidemics, not just of neurodevelopmental diseases like all the ADD, the ADHD, the speech delay, the Tourette syndrome, the narcolepsy, the ASD and autism.
Oh, yeah.
The allergic diseases, food allergies, peanut allergies.
Oh, it's crazy when you think about
asthma. And then all the autoimmune diseases.
Adult asthma.
What?
Even adult asthma.
Yeah. Well, and they're all listed, by the way, on the vaccine inserts as vaccine side effects, because the only way that you can sue, they passed this law in 1986 and made it illegal to sue a vaccine company for injury, but you still can sue them if they know of an injury that's caused by their vaccine and they don't list it on the side effects. So they list 400 injuries on their
falling down the stairs, everything.
Well, it's all the autoimmune diseases.
But they're covering all their bases that way.
Yeah, but they're not allowed to list it unless there is significant evidence that it's actually being caused by the vaccine. FDA is not allowed to allow them to list it unless FDA believes it's being caused by the vaccine.
So you have this meeting with Trump, just kind of going back to that. You have this meeting
and
with
the
Trump.
Meeting with Trump, and
you leave out of the meeting kind of hopeful about it?
Well, I said to him, what do you want me to do? And he said, we want you to announce it. So Jared Kushner escorted me to the press scrum.
How tall is Jared Kushner, you think?
He's
Okay,
he's
so,
about,
folks, what it gets to is the whole, you know what I'm going to do?
He's about 6'1".
I'm going to go ahead and post this on social media platforms, and what you can find for yourselves, friends, for the sake of time, we only got 1 hour here, is you can actually listen to RFK blow the whistle on Donald Trump from taking $1 million from Pfizer before he began to push their poison, okay? And again, this is not speculation. It's all eyewitness. It's all validated. It's confirmed. We know it to be true, and he's still going out there blowing his trumpet. And interestingly enough, the people are not drinking it in anymore. They did for the first 3 months, but after the first 3 months, what happened? The whole narrative began to crumble. The whole narrative began to crumble. And when it began to crumble, what did the totalitarianists do, folks? What did these Nazis do? They started to push compliance, right? Because they lost the narrative. By the way, just like I said, it's interesting. I just get a text during the show here, and what does it say? It says, powerful, the narrative is crumbling. Resist COVID. Okay. We knew this 3 months into it. Folks, it's called discernment. It's called the gifts of the Holy Ghost. But if you want to listen to man and you want to wait until you go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to your own destruction, you can do that. But one thing that I know of the Holy Ghost, not only does he come to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, but he also warns men to flee from the wrath to come. And he forewarns us concerning what is actually taking place. Whether you see it with your natural eyes or not, he speaks to your heart. And therein is where most men miss it. They have to wait to see it. You know, blessed are your eyes. Blessed are your ears, right? Remember Thomas, doubting Thomas? He had to put his hand in the nail hole, so on and so forth. And the fact of the matter is, folks, that's not a walk of faith. We walk by faith, not by sight, Scripture says. And what is faith? It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But read the whole chapter of Hebrews 11 to understand what faith is. Okay, it's given unto us by Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2. And the list goes on. But don't forget, friends, that's a part of the giftings of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12. Read the whole chapter when you get a moment. 1 Corinthians 12. Okay? I need to get to this because I need to show this to you. And it's another one of those, friends, where I showed you yesterday concerning a British individual who had said, matter of fact, what I'm going to do, I'm going to let him go ahead and tell you himself. Just for the record, friends, Mark Levin, all these conservatives of the day, I don't have a lot of bad things to say about them, but I don't trust a one of them because their narrative is set by taking heed to what the six corporations offer them to go ahead and share and promulgate with their listeners. In other words, they're just parroting whatever the mainstream media is parroting. Okay? So the best that you have, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh when he was here, friends, the only thing they're doing is continuously fueling the narrative that is continuously driving the American people into division, Mark 3:25, which we were warned of, but also keep in mind they're being used to distract the American people from what's really going on. But in this particular case, what I want to do is I want to get over to this, and I want you to see for yourself. It begins. Former British commander in Afghanistan calls for Joe Biden's court-martial. Just going back to the word, isn't it interesting that he made reference to court-martial? I'm going to go ahead and play this and check it out for yourself so you, again, can understand as to how things are being played out here.
Country in the West. And so that will be extremely damaging for our ability to wield power. And yet that was one of the reasons that President Biden gave for pulling out of Afghanistan, he would focus more effort, he'd be able to focus more effort on confronting China and Russia. Well, this is a completely reverse of what he expected to happen. There's so many other implications that I could go through. I won't go through them all because I think those.
This is a British individual calling for what not one said representative in the United States of America has called for.
And they will use their influence together with Russia.
Listen carefully if you did not hear this.
In Afghanistan, they will use that influence not only to enrich themselves by plundering Afghanistani minerals and resources, but by using what they have there to hit against the West. So the whole world just became vastly more dangerous.
Yeah.
The U.S. government, President Biden humiliated the United States.
Yes, he did.
Humiliated the United States Army. In my opinion.
Keep it down, please.
and I don't say this lightly.
Listen
I've
carefully.
I've never said it about anybody else, any other leader in this position. People have been talking about impeaching President Biden. I don't believe President Biden should be impeached. He's the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces, who's just essentially surrendered to the Taliban. He shouldn't be impeached. He should be court-martialed for betraying the United States of America.
We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, what I was saying during the last segment concerning the conservatives of the day and all of the useful idiots that listen to what they have to say and that you greatly respect these guys, I have one question for you. Where have they brought you? I mean, wasn't it Jesus that said in Matthew 15:14? Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. 1-866-582-9933. Waiting for one of you wise guys to set me straight. Read Matthew 5:13. Where have they led you? Where have they ever made reference to the Constitution to impeach and to prosecute criminals in government? That's not what they do. They magnify the crimes of corruption in government. That's what these conservatives of the day do. It's a lack of conservatism, by the way. That's why we call them yesterday's liberal. And it's interesting that we have people out there, oh, you know, I really respect that guy. I really respect him. For what? Where's he brought the country? What do the conservatives of the day do for you besides magnify the crimes? You haven't quite figured out yet. They're not serving the people. They're serving their sponsors. I'm just here to tell you, like it or not. 1-866-582-9933. We got Cody calling in from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, good afternoon, Bradley. Have you ever known, you know, somebody that owned a business and they had this one employee that, you know, would tell everybody that they owned the joint? You know anybody that had that problem? You know, that's exactly what our federal government is doing, and people need to.
That's right.
You know, the states made the federal government. Of course, if you go under their course, they're not going to give you any justice. They'll say you don't have the right as a state to nullify the law. But that's the same thing as an employee saying that they own the joint. The states created it, and people need to assert themselves and demand that their states, like, why not have a separate board that can okay these drugs? Why do we have to trust one, you know, corrupt group in D.C. to do it? We could have every state, you know, demand approval, have boards however they want to do it. And, you know,
let's go back to the premise of this conversation. They don't have the authority to tell me what I need to do going through a medical procedure. They don't have the right to do that. But the American people are on the defensive rather than on the offensive. The burden of proof is on them, friends, not on us. And the fact of the matter is they're not my big brother. They're my employees. And if we don't understand that that function is how it should be concerning the one that I just laid out for you, this is exactly why we're in the position today, because the American people have forgotten that they are the law under God. And our said representatives have long forgotten that they serve we the people in upholding the law, not serving special interest groups and them corrupt selves in tearing down the Constitution. I agree with you, Cody. I'm quite sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of having the same conversation. I'm just trying to figure out, concerning my last point that I made, why is it, Cody, that we have a British individual, a British man, former commander in Afghanistan, telling us that the American people should be court-martialing Joe Biden. And yet we're not hearing the conservatives of the day. We're not talking. We're not hearing from Judicial Watch. We're not hearing from the judicial branch of government or the executive. Obviously, they're not going to prosecute themselves. We're not hearing from anybody, from our representatives in the federal level or in the state level, calling for a court-martial concerning Joe Biden except a foreigner. That's our problem right there.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious that we, you know, these people are all bought and men in the federal government. So, you know, we're going to have to do it at a state level, and people are just going to have to realize that. And state constitutions are one way to do it. In Illinois, if I'm not mistaken, it goes for a public vote. And I have all these people on these different groups that are leaving Illinois instead of, I don't see, you know, I need to start doing it and promoting it, but I don't see anybody out there starting a referendum to, like, for example, maximum property tax 1% or something, or no property tax. Heck, you bought the place, why do you have to pay? There's all sorts of things that could be done with state constitution. And yet
all those people with those stickers on the back of their cars, Cody, that say these colors don't run, are leaving the state because they don't want to have to deal with the issues. That's how much they love their freedoms, that they're willing to go ahead and run when the fight comes to their front door. Well, guess what? It totally is, because these problems that we have today, you can run, but you cannot hide. Because our sin is finding us out, and the Lord demands that we keep his commandments. In other words, that we fight and deal with the wicked. And if we fail to do that, you can rest assured it's going to come to your front door. Put that up against Isaiah 51, verse 4, and or Amos 6, 3, because that's where it's going. You can run all you want. I mean, those kind of people, to me, they're cowards. And this republic was not established by cowards. And I want to say this, too. Cowards will not preserve it. That's why the younger generation is going to pay the price, and they're going to have to get wise and stand up and deal with the issues. And I pray to God, by his grace and his mercy, that I'm going to be able to stand here and fight along side of them in the preservation of their freedom, the way that our forefathers fought, bled, and died, giving me the freedoms that I have today. And I don't know any. I mean, we can sit here on the phone, on the radio, and we can complain about all the problems, but I am tired of it. The American people now need to be the answer, and it starts with the church as individuals.
I'd like some help out there. I mean, if anybody in these different groups, you know, get out there and let's get a petition going to put some constitutional votes on there for just the various states. You know, everybody push that with the, you know, whether the Republican, Democrat, whomever, there's things that need to be addressed, and that people are not happy about, whether it's property taxes, these vaccine issues. You know, why did the well, when somebody dies, you know, you're supposed to have a county coroner. Why are we allowing these the corruption with these hospitals to see how somebody dies so they get federal money.
That's right.
That's something that should be addressed.
The medical industry has played and committed the act of treason. They have played the Judas on the American people. And, my friend, I just don't know how that they're ever going to be able to come back from it. I really don't. And that is coming from, by the way, quoting my friends that are in the medical industry. I've got to show this to you really quick. Cody, love hearing from you. I always do. And what I need to do is I want to share with you what I was just highlighting really quick over the next 4 minutes of the show. And if you look at this, as I just highlighted two times, this is the third time now, it begins. Former British commander in Afghanistan, British commander, calls for Joe Biden's court-martial. Well, he's on Mark Levin's show, and of course Mark Levin didn't say anything like that because he's serving his sponsors, not the American people, because if he was serving the people, he would have brought forth and made reference to Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, not only impeachment, but also prosecution. But this guy talked about a court-martial. Guess what, friends? He's exactly right. Exactly right. Now, I want you to see this because this is one of those things that I'd shared with you a couple weeks ago, showing you again how we stay on track with the Holy Ghost and being led of Him. He shows us things to come, Romans 8:14. It's just reported by Law Enforcement Today. Law Enforcement Today, a reliable source. What are they telling us? Biden administration stockpiled weapons in Afghanistan just months before collapse for the Taliban. Of course they did. It's a CIA operation. Folks, these groups are allowed to remain. I mean, hey, friends, let's use a little common sense here. Let's talk to the veterans that have been in Iraq, that have been in Afghanistan and other third world countries, and ask them the question as to why it is when they go over there to deal with the bad guys, we're told by the same mainstream media that lies to us 24/7, 365 days a year. But why don't we go ahead and ask those veterans the question as to why it is that we're supposed to go over there and deal with those bad guys? And yet when we get there, the federal government then ties one arm behind our back and we allow them to just, well, we keep their head above the water to remain. Why? Well, Stockwell already told us this. He told us that the CIA's whole purpose is to destabilize countries. Okay? And you need to understand terrorism defined Oxford's English Old Dictionary, friends. The original definition is government by intimidation. They need these organizations. Matter of fact, many Middle Easterns will tell you that the Taliban and the GIST is created by the CIA. Well, we know they're funded by the CIA, so that makes all the more sense, right? But remember a couple weeks ago I shared with you at the mission board at Rick Joyner's church with a guy that was a missionary over in third world countries, namely in Afghanistan, said he's seen with his own eyes and heard with his own ears how the CIA was basically arming the Taliban? Yeah, well, here it is. Okay, now people believe it because now it's in front of their face. I mean, they don't believe it when it comes from someone that was actually there. But when the mainstream media says it, now it's validated. And these are the ones that say they don't believe the media for the millionth time. You know, the same government telling us that we are not competent enough to own ARs and AKs. Think about this. The same government telling us that we are not competent enough to own ARs and AKs just accidentally, they say, provided the Taliban with American-made full auto, weapons, ammo, drones, armored vehicles, helicopters, and explosives. Do we want to keep playing stupid with these criminals, friends? Because I think there's a lot of people that are willing to just go ahead and play stupid with them because, after all, they know better than we do. Well, the problem is, friends, they don't know how to tell the truth. Therein lies the problem, John 8:44. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Until then, folks, we got a world to save, and that's what we're called to do in serving the Savior, Matthew 4:19. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.